ஹலோ மை ஃப்ரெண்ட், கிரீட்டிங்ஸ் அண்ட் குட் டே டு யூ. திஸ் இஸ் யுவர் பிரதர் ரமேஷ் மெடசானி ஃப்ரம் அவர் டெய்லி பிளஸ்ஸிங். ஐ ஹோப் திஸ் ஆடியோ கிளிப் வில் பி எ பிளஸ்ஸிங் டு யூ. லென்ட் இஸ் அ பீரியட் ஆஃப் ஃபாஸ்டிங், மாடரேஷன் அண்ட் செல்ஃப் டினாயல் ட்ரெடிஷ்னலி அப்சர்வ்ட் பை சம். லென்ட் இஸ் எ டைம் ஆஃப் செல்ஃப் ரிஃப்ளக்ஷன் அண்ட் டீப்பனிங் ஒன்ஸ் ரிலேஷன்ஷிப் வித் காட் இன் ஜீசஸ் கிரைஸ்ட். ஃபார் மெனி, திஸ் சீசன் லீடிங் அப் டு ஈஸ்டர் வில் பி வீக்ஸ் ஆஃப் கிவிங் அப் சம்திங் தே என்ஜாய். In the early church, Lent was a time to prepare new converts for baptism. Over the centuries, Lenten observances have developed a much more sacramental value. Many Catholics believe that giving up something for Lent is a way to attain God's blessings. But the Bible teaches that grace cannot be earned. Grace is the gift of righteousness. As Jesus traveled towards Jerusalem with his disciples, he took them aside to talk about the fulfillment of his mission. He wanted them to understand how the unfolding events would accomplish God's greater purpose. He wanted them to share his vision of the future. Will you be willing to take time aside each day with God for the next 40 days to align yourself with his vision and perspective? Lenten season should not be a tradition, but rather a time of practicing your belief and expressing your faith. The justification of the Lenten 40-day preparation for Easter is traditionally based on Jesus's 40-day wilderness fast before his temptation by Satan. Fasting can be a good thing, and God is pleased when we repent of sinful habits. However, repenting of sin is something we should be doing every day of the year. Lent season can be a solemn time when we spend time with the Lord, and instead of giving up something temporarily, try getting in few things permanently, like a commitment to reading God's word and praying consistently. Let's use the season of Lent to be a time of sensible, meaningful and purposeful fellowship with the sacrifice and the suffering of our Lord Jesus, who gave his life in ransom to our sinful, prideful lives. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 and 11, I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and the participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Remember, my friends, God's love for us could not be any greater than it already is. Shall we pray? Gracious and merciful God, we come before you this day with thankful and grateful hearts for the gift of salvation. Lord God, grant us understanding and wisdom to be one with you in your vision and mission for those who are lost and for those who are found. In the blessed name of Jesus, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.